And hot.
Lord have mercy, no. That was the hottest job in the world.
Where did you keep the corn? Did you have a...
We had a corn crib.
In the barn?
In the barn. And we had a rat killing every once in a while.
Sometimes the crib was out from the barn, just a room to itself.
Now, our crib were always in the barn. We never had ours out.
Well, ours was out.
I noticed,
Grandpa's was out.
I noticed y'all's were out there, up off the ground, which was a good idea, because my daddy lost enough corn in ground and rats there to build a gold.
Usually the ones that was out away from the barn was built up on blocks or posts or something, and then they would put tin over this before they put the sleepers down and floored it, and that helped keep the rats out.
So you couldn't chew off the...
Couldn't.
Uh-huh. Where did you keep the cows when they're not in the barn?
We kept them. They were in the pasture.
And did you ever have a place fenced in where you'd milk them?
We would bring them in the barn lot, and we had we didn't have enough stalls for all the cows, and we had the cows so well trained that we named each cow, and we called some cow Nubby or Whiteface or Bony, or she's inclined to stay poor, we call her Bony or Pied or names like that. And each cow there, we would name them, we'd call them there, and they'd go in the stall. We milked them, run them out, and we'd call another cow, and she'd go in the same stall. No, we didn't have no stall for all the cows.
Mm-hmm. They would come without an argument.
And I tell you something else, you know, when they calve, you know, when the cow fresh, you know, when the cow calve, we call it the cow fresh. And, of course, we didn't save the milk for
10 to 14 days.
It was so many days after we, you know, saved the milk and gave it to the calf. And then we come in milking the calf, and we save it maybe one tit.
Was there?
And we'd even name the calves. I remember my sister was going with two boys, one was named Billy and the other named Bob, and I know I named my calf Billy Bob. I said, come on, Billy Bob, and that calf, he'd turn that tail and he'd come, that stall, get the flying.
If that pleased your sister, right? How about the fences? Do you remember a fence, a wood fence?
That was the old railing fence. Very few of those are left around here because our chestnut trees played out in 1940, and we just dropped the rail fences.
And how about the fences, say, around your yard?
Paling fence.
And the wire with the stickers on?
Barbed wire.
That's what you use most of the time. Barbed wire, I guess, replaced the rails.
That's right, they replaced the rails. When we lost that chestnut tree there, we lost our old railings there, because that chestnut there was a long, straight tree, and it was easy cut, easy bursted there, and made beautiful rails, and they would last.
Did you have named the cows and the calves? What word did you use to describe the sound of a cow?
Lowing. Cow lowing.
And how about the
calf? Mooing.
How about the calf?
The calf blatant.
And how about the horse that makes a
snicker?
Snicker.
Or the horse
neighed
or knicker. A bray.
The neigh is pretty loud, isn't it? But the knicker is kind of soft.
Well, you're right on that, but in our language there, we'd say just whichever those terms come to our mind there. Yeah. Of course, now the bray,